Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Joss, and I've got another Nutty Bites Dinner and a Movie episode for you for the dog days of podcasting. And this is the second time I've recorded it because apparently you can very easily run out of space when you're listening to so many podcasts. And if you're recording on your phone, that can be tricky. Also, there's that whole, like, when I'm updating apps, it brings a bunch of storage, uses up my storage, and then frees it up later. That was going on too. So had to go in, delete some of the old recordings, which I try to do every couple days, and delete some of the podcasts that I had already listened to on my phone. I only have like the daily podcasts, the podcasts that I want to listen to daily on my phone. All of like my fiction podcasts I do on my iPod. So yeah, I run out of space fast. It'd be nice to have a larger phone, but I also don't want to spend that much money on a phone because they're phones and they get outdated. And I like music devices for music devices. Although not having to plug it into my computer is an advantage. So there is that. But you don't care about any of that. That's just inside my head. It's not even inside baseball. It's just inside my head. So today I'm going to give you a spoiler-free review for the HBO series Deadwood. Now, this is a pretty old series. I think it's like almost 10 years old at this point. And it's one of the first like big HBO series that kind of set the standard for people to expect good things from HBO. Now, I can't get it on Canadian Netflix, but it is available through HBO Now and Amazon Prime. Unfortunately, both of those things I have to be in the States for, so I just log into the VPN for work and view that way. I think it's kind of lame. If I pay in American dollars with an American bank account and an American address, I should be able to view it wherever I go. That's one thing I like about Netflix. I mean, yeah, it doesn't have the same exact stores and stuff, but the fact that there's just nothing across the border with Amazon makes it very frustrating. But Deadwood. Deadwood is, well, it's, so the premise is it's about the town Deadwood in South Dakota, which was a settlement before it was a state, and there's a couple famous historical figures that they have fictionalized. Everybody in this show is fictionalized, but there are quite a few people that are based on actual historic figures. It is best described as a Western written in iambic pentameter with tons and tons of swearing. So when this came out, I wasn't interested. For years and years, everybody said, you gotta watch Deadwood. I wasn't interested. All of my co-hosts on Beyond the Wall told me, you're going to love Deadwood. Nope, not interested. You know, oh, you've got the HBO subscription, might as well watch Deadwood. Nope, not interested. I was completely uninterested. Then a couple of friends started the podcast Hooplecast, which is an intro cast for Deadwood. Still not interested. But a good friend of mine, Bob DeGrand, he was interested and he was excited to be a newbie watching along and listening to the podcast. And just before they went live and started the show, Bob passed away. Bob, by the way, is such a great person. He was so amazing and totally into fandom. And I kick my, and one of the many people that I kick myself for having come very close to meeting him 3 times in person and never quite meeting him. And it really bums me out that I didn't get a chance to do that. But we had lots of conversations online and over Skype and everything else. His passing was pretty hard. But because he was interested in watching this show, and he had promised that he was going to be a newbie, I took it upon myself to watch the show and send in feedback with the same tenacity that Bob would have, because he was such a fanboy. I mean, he was totally into fandom and invested in it and critical of it and everything else. So I kind of made that promise to myself, and I'm glad that I did, because this show is amazing. I had no idea it was so good, and I am so in love with it, and all of the actors and the writing. And yeah, sometimes you gotta like really pay attention to the language and what's going on, because things can get a little complicated, but it's amazing. There's to make the language make sense to modern viewers, they've changed certain things up a bit. Number one, a lot of the racist stuff that they would have said back then, they're not using that language because it's just not appropriate. But also, some of the stuff that they would have said is considered tame nowadays, and so like they replaced it with more modern swears and stuff, and like some of the racial stuff they've replaced with other words in place of those racial things, simply to make it a little more palatable, but also to put it out there that yeah, there was still racism going on, and there were these things going on, and although they do use the N-word, because there is a character whose name is N-word General, but he's named himself that. And, well, I'm not going to use the word, but it makes sense in the show, and that's totally legit. This show is amazing. I have developed quite a love for Ian McShane, and now I'm seeing him in all of these other things that I've already watched. I already kind of liked Timothy Olyphant, and I really appreciate his acting in this. I did find out that apparently he's a, like Anderson Cooper, he's a Vanderbilt, which I thought was interesting. Neither here nor there having to do with the show. It's just something I discovered and I thought was interesting. My favorite, and on top of that, we've got Jim Beaver. Remember I was talking about Jim Beaver when I was talking about Supernatural? Well, Jim Beaver's in this, and he is amazing. And this is what he did right before Supernatural. And I kind of think that it might have helped him get the role on Supernatural, which makes me really glad. Jim Beaver is amazing. Ellsworth is like tied for my favorite character in the whole series. My favorite character in the whole series is Jane, Calamity Jane, basically. Robin Wygert is amazing playing her. All of the actors in this are amazing. And I'm in love with it. I really am. And it bums me out that it was canceled so soon, because, you know, 3 seasons, so that's only 10 episodes a season. There needs to be more, you know? And there are some amazing characters and people that were just one-offs becoming bigger characters, like Richardson, and getting to see things from actors you've seen in other things, but having them pull out these interesting performances, like I can't remember his name. He was on the Bob Newhart show. Oh shoot! Anyway, he runs the hotel. He's amazing. Stephen Tobolowsky, getting a different thing from him, and Gerald McCraney, like when he shows up, that is not what you're expecting from Gerald McCraney, and he does it fantastically. And you know, like Powers Booth, he plays a character that I absolutely hate, but he plays it so well. And it's fantastic. It's a great series. I actually would be interested to get it on DVD just so I could listen to the commentaries, because I think that the commentaries would be really interesting. And unfortunately, when they recorded them, they had no idea they were being canceled. Although I do like the idea, and I've had this with the Babylon 5 commentaries. I like the idea of people re-recording or recording commentaries for DVD much later, after the show has been done. They give such a different take on it. I would love to hear commentaries done by the actors now. That and the writers and the directors. That would be fantastic. One of the neat things is the AV Club did this rewatch a couple of years ago. And so Jim Beaver commented on like every post for every episode. So you can go back and you can read his thoughts. And I can't remember his name, but he plays Wu and you've seen him and everything. Very famous Asian actor. He started writing into those as well. And it's really neat to hear those stories and all of those things. And for Jim Beaver, it's especially poignant because during season one, his wife was dying of cancer. And then he was left with a young daughter. And then, so that colors his memories. And as he goes through each of the seasons, all of those things come up. And it's really very interesting. So I highly recommend it. Deadwood, it's just going to make you have a lot of fun and make you want to swear a lot. There's a lot of swearing. There's a lot of nudity. It is not PG, but it's good. It's very, very good. So I'm going to pair this with peaches. Yep. I love peaches, and especially white peaches are my favorite, but I'm pairing it with peaches because that's what you serve at a meeting. You serve food, you serve peaches. And I particularly like peaches fresh, but a nice peach pie is nice as well. And a little peach with your yogurt, that's always good too. So pretty much give me peaches any way you want. And now I'm thinking of that song by the United States of America. No, the Presidents of America, whatever it was called. You know what I'm talking about. Millions of peaches. Peaches for free. Millions of peaches. Peaches for me. And peaches, they come in a can. They were put there in a man by a factory downtown. So that is Deadwood. And I recommend it. And you heard me crossing off Deadwood from my list. I made a list for the last couple that I definitely wanted to cover. And tomorrow, I'm going to go through honorable mentions. I'm going to talk about stuff that is definitely worth watching. Most of it on Netflix, so you can get a good idea of where to start. And this is the 29th episode of Dog Days. There's one more episode for the official Dog Days. I may continue doing it throughout the weekend because, well, it's awesome. And I always do a little extra anyway. usually I start early or I try to do it along with August, so like the numbers make sense, but this year it started so late I didn't even bother with that. And now I don't want to stop. I kind of want to keep this going. But I also have so many plans for regular Nutty Bites episodes, so stay tuned for that. That is coming. You are going to get full length episodes and everything. And I'm not going to fill the feed every single day for the next month. That's, but maybe a couple more days. We'll see. Anyway, I've been having a lot of fun doing this. I've been enjoying it. And it's been filling up my iPod and giving me something to listen to. I feel like I'm talking to friends all the time, which is fun. And I am talking to friends because you, if you are listening to this, or you are listening to this because you hear my voice, you are my friend. And so there we go. I am talking to friends. So I will continue talking to my friends tomorrow. Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-Nutty42.